going to be going through the Song of Songs. Welcome, by the way, if you are new here at One Tribe, or if you've got a new baby here at One Tribe, welcome to you and the baby. We are a new church. We love new people, and you are so, so welcome here, wherever you are on your spiritual journey. And we are working through a book of the Bible called the Song of Songs. And why are we working through a book of the Bible? Well, that we believe that every church should be firmly Bible-based. And we love the practice and the discipline of working systematically through Scripture. And the Song of Songs is a bit of a challenging book, but that doesn't mean that we don't study it and try to understand what God our Maker is saying to us through this book. And we're going to be talking a little bit about love during the course of this morning. That's why you have a love languages questionnaire. And at the risk of starting the sermon on a divisive note, I was fascinated to find over the last week or so that the internet world, the social media world, has been divided into two groups of people. Either you are apparently a Yanny person, or you are a Laurel person. How many of you have heard of Yanny and Laurel? A minority of you. Okay, that is no problem. You Christians need help with a lot of things, and this is one of them. There is a very short audio clip, and when it is played, strangely, you hear one of two things. You either hear the word Yanny, or you hear the word Laurel. If you will hush for a moment, the clip sounds just like this.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
Great. Laurel. Now, apparently, Laurel. You hear one of two Laurel. Things. Either Yanny or Laurel. Now, how many of you heard Laurel? How many of you heard Yanny? Now listen, I am a Yanny person, and on behalf of all Yanny people, we're going to listen to that clip again, and I'm going to ask you Laurel people to listen carefully. Can we play it again?
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
Laurel people, last chance to change.
Laurel. Laurel.
Thank you.
Laurel.
Does anyone want to change Laurel. Their vote?
Laurel.
So some of you Laurel. Insist you hear Yanny. And a bunch of you insist you hear Laurel. Belinda heard both. Impressive. Belinda's a real peacemaker. She kind of... How about this? And I'm sorry that our deaf brothers and sisters, we treasure you so much. So thank you for bearing with that hearing illustration. Some of you may not have seen this. Tell me, what do you read over here? Yanny or Laurel? How many of you see Yanny? I see Yanny too. How many of you see Laurel? What's the point here? Isn't it fascinating how you can hear the same thing, but you don't hear the same thing? One last example, I think this came out last year. Some of you will remember the dress. Do you remember the dress? Here is the dress. Now, apparently, you see a dress of one of two different colors. Either a dress that is, it looks to me, gold, is that what some of you see? Others of you, and we can check your eyes on the way out. What do you see? You see black. You see blue. No gold, you see blue. How many of you see blue? How many of you are thinking you're crazy? That is a gold dress. Some of you are saying it's white. Oh, at the risk of starting the sermon on a divisive note, the point is that we can be looking at the same thing or experiencing the same thing, but actually we're not experiencing the same thing. That's the big idea behind these love languages. This comes from a book written by a guy, I think his name is Chapman, and he says that we hear and we receive and we give love in different ways. And there are five love languages. One is quality time. The second is words of affirmation. The third is gifts. The fourth is acts of service. And the fifth is physical touch. And we're all different. That's one of the amazing things about how God has made this world and how God has made his body. And you're going to have a chance to figure out what your love language is this morning. And so I'm giving you, it's a 30-second questionnaire. Everyone has a questionnaire. Everyone has a pen. If not, let my lovely wife at the back, Tash, know, and she can help you out. 30 questions I'm going to give you, and it's either you choose, there are two options, you just choose one of the options. Start with number one, and then you go down to number 30, and then at the end, you're going to tally your results. How long do you think it'll take you to do that? 2 minutes, said someone. I'll give you four, and then we'll see how you're doing. How's that? Ready, steady, go. This is a series about love, about romance, about marriage, about sexuality. And what we're going to do now is we're going to listen to our scripture portion for today. Then I'm going to pray for us, and then we're going to study God's word together. But we put this recording together. It's every voice is the voice of someone in one tribe. And they recorded this a couple of weeks back to serve you. I think they did a phenomenal job. And let's just listen to what they put together for us.
If you can't find me, loveliest of all women, it's all right. Stay with your flocks. Lead your lambs to good pasture. Stay with your shepherd neighbors. You remind me of Pharaoh's well-groomed and satiny mares. Pendant earrings line the elegance of your cheeks. Strands of jewels illuminate the curve of your throat. I'm making jewelry for you. Gold and silver jewelry that will mark and accent your beauty.
When my king lover lay down beside me, my fragrance filled the room. His head resting between my breasts. The head of my lover was a sachet of sweet myrrh. My beloved is a bouquet of wild flowers, picked just for me from the fields of En Gedi.
Oh, my dear friend, you're so beautiful, and your eyes are so beautiful, like doves.
And you, my dear lover, you're so handsome, and the bed we share is like a forest glen.
We enjoy a canopy of cedars enclosed by cypress, fragrant and green. Chapter 2.
I'm just a wildflower, picked from the plains of Sharon. A lotus blossom from the valley pools.
A lotus blossom in a swamp of weeds. That's my dear friend among the girls in the village.
As an apricot tree stands out in the forest, my lover stands above the young men in town. All I want is to sit in his shade, to taste and savor his delicious love. He took me home with him for a festive meal, but his eyes feasted on me. Oh, give me something refreshing to eat, and quickly, apricots, raisins, anything. I'm about to faint with love. His left hand cradles my head, and his right arm encircles my waist. Oh, let me warn you, sisters in Jerusalem, by the gazelles, yes, by all the wild deer. Don't excite love. Don't stir it up until the time is ripe and you're ready.